Can you hear me now? Good. Are you listening to me? That's not quite the same question, is it? Just because we're able to hear doesn't mean we always listen. The world can be a noisy place, so concentrating on just one sound, in this case, the sound of my voice, means tuning out all the other stuff. And sometimes our own thoughts are the problem. That chattering voice in our head will clamor for attention all day long with its endless string of ideas, questions, and, yes, judgments. To listen well, we have to quiet our thoughts and ignore the distractions around us. I'm aware that it's easier said than done, but I still invite you, for the next few minutes or so, to listen. Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from the faith community at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. We invite you to subscribe to this channel to be encouraged, challenged, and strengthened in your faith. Each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary for this week and a brief devotion. This week we return to the Gospel of Luke chapter 16 for a story about listening, not just hearing. Let's begin with a prayer. God, you speak to us in so many ways, but we do not always listen. Distracted by the noise around and within us, we often fail to even notice, let alone pay attention to your voice. We quiet ourselves now to listen for a word from you. In the stillness of these moments, we open ourselves to your Spirit. Speak to us and move in us as we commit ourselves to sharing your love and grace with others. In Jesus' name, we will do the good we can this day. Amen. I invite you to listen now to a reading from Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away, with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us." He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them so they will not also come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." Now for a reflection on this passage written by Amy Odom, a seminary professor. Amy writes, "Jesus offers a rare and shocking picture of God's keeping score with Lazarus and the rich man. Jesus usually presents God as generous and forgiving. Just one chapter earlier, see Luke 15, Jesus makes clear that God is not the divine accountant with a giant ledger in the sky, but rather, he is the tender-hearted father who extravagantly welcomes home his wayward son. This parable, then, is not so much about keeping score as about paying attention. Jesus' story makes plain the consequences of refusing to listen and not having ears to hear. The last sentence is the key line. Father Abraham says to the rich man, "You did not listen." The rich man was too smug and self-satisfied, too comfortable in his success to listen, and so he refused to let God transform his life. Jesus says to us, have ears to hear. Pay attention. Don't miss out on what God is up to. When we attune our ears to God's narrative, we hear the strains of abundant life and are called to repentance and transformation. We know this. In those fleeting moments when we have ears to hear God's dream song for our lives and for all creation, our hearts break open with possibility. We step into God's story, turning and repenting from self-satisfaction to true life, abundant life, eternal life. Yet our hearing is numbed by overstimulation, multitasking, and preoccupations. We have a cacophony of voices around us and inside our heads. The to-do list and the others' expectations list. The inner critic and the inner gossip. It gets crowded. When our ears are full of the world's messages about success, we need daily practices to help us pause, breathe, and listen for the voice of Jesus. Pick three times today to use a breath prayer to become more aware of Jesus' presence and His offer of real abundant life. As you inhale, say, abundant. And as you exhale, say, life. Repeat in five slow breaths. Thank you for joining us this week for the Good We Can podcast. This is Bill Onsio inviting you to join us for worship this weekend at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We have two in-person services on Sunday morning in our church sanctuary at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. Our service is also streamed live on our YouTube channel. For more information, visit our website at sunprairieumc.org. Have a blessed weekend, and we hope you'll join us next time for The Good We Can.